God makes all things new. I make all things new. Revelation 21 verse 5. This week in Maryland has been wonderful. There is a gentle zephyr that invites warm weather. Buds are forming on the ends of barren branches, and green shoots are rising from the ground, all promising a change in seasons. We have shining yellow daffodils blooming in our front yard, giving hope for what is to come, spring. My husband and I took our daughter and son on a walk a few days ago, and it felt so good to have the warmth of the sun beam down on our faces. The wonderment in their eyes sparkled as they fixated on the trees, the buzzing insects, and spring blooms. Experiencing their joy in God's creation brings me joy. J.R.R. Tolkien states, "There is no secular molecule in the universe, everything derives from God, and He is the origin of everything." This statement proves itself when mirrored against the Word of God. Colossians 1 verse 16 declares, "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him." Nature does not stand still. There are clouds in constant motion, flowers blooming, and grass, without noticing, growing or withering away. Rain is pieces of oceans, streams, ponds, and rivers. Each drop connects people as it meets an unknown terrain. We serve a God who still creates and a God who makes all things new. I often attribute natural phenomena with spiritual implications. Lately, I have felt parched in my spirit, but I am sensing a shift. In prayer, I feel a newness of life and the spring of living water rising in my spirit. I am longing for more of God. I desire my private affection for God to be more powerful, intimate, and sacred than my public devotion. How I commune with God at church should mirror what I'm already doing at home in prayer. There is no end to God. If you desire more of Him, you can have more of Him. He will breathe life into your dry bones, your dry ministry, and your dry marriage. In the natural, the branches that look like dead sticks will become flowering trees in the coming weeks. In the spiritual, what looked forsaken and dead can now have new life. It's a new season and it's a new day. Enter into the newness of God.